The following is a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.
Good morning. Welcome to the Curry and Claypo Show. Very special edition here of the Curry and Claypo Show today here on Facebook Live.
Why? Because of Deer Chronicles?
Well, let's start with our birthdays today, shall we?
Marilyn Monroe would have been. Mm. I have no idea.
You know what she would have been? She would have been the same age as Andy Griffith. Put those two in.
Oh, that's right. It's his birthday too, huh?
Yeah.
That's really interesting because we don't see it.
Andy Griffith and Marilyn Monroe were born on the same day.
Yeah, I think maybe the difference is because Marilyn Monroe died younger. Did she die? Yeah, she died much younger.
A lot younger, yeah.
I think that's why. I think she's sort of encapsulated, but when you put, they could have been married.
You know what? He was a looker back in the day.
He was.
She flipping went with Joe DiMaggio. He wasn't good looking.
They could have been a great couple.
That would have been great.
I mean, you had Green Acres.
She could have been.
We had Green Acres. It would have been. It would have been. You remember show Green Acres?
Oh, yeah, yeah.
That's Green Acres. It's just a little different version of it.
Yeah, it could have been Zsa Zsa and.
Yeah, and whatever.
It wasn't Zsa Zsa. It was Ava.
It was the other one, Ava.
Yeah, they both would have been 97 today.
Okay, so they could have. I mean,
they could still be alive.
Yeah, I mean,
I don't know what Marilyn would look like now. You think she'd do the Dolly Parton thing where she'd just be all
97? Like even Dolly. I mean, 97, you can look really good, but I don't...
You can't look really good at 97.
Well, that's what I mean. I mean, you can look good, but you can't look like 60.
Yeah, that's true. Morgan Freeman, he's still alive.
His birthday, too? He's pushed...
86.
Yeah. Morgan Freeman, actor.
Morgan Freeman and William Shatner. William Shatner's 90.
Yeah.
And he's still doing TV, and he looks like he's 70. I'm like, but Morgan Freeman's
But Morgan doing Freeman doesn't... William Shatner, I always get worried. He comes across like... Sometimes I think there might be a little dementia setting in, but...
Well, but that's his character, I think.
Right. But Morgan Freeman is like...
He does The Unexplained. I love that show. He does The Unexplained.
Man, Morgan Freeman's 86.
Uh-huh. Heidi Klum.
It's her birthday today, too.
Yes.
60?
She turns 50 today. Heidi Klum, 50? I watched her on AGT the other day. I've never seen America's Got Talent. Suckered in. My daughter was watching. I was like, I'm not watching this crap. And next thing you know, I'm watching it for 45 minutes. It's a good show. And, of course, I met Heidi at the Grammys.
Oh, that's right.
She had heels on, and she was eye-to-eye. I'm 6'4", so I don't get eye-to-eye with a lot of people. And, man, you don't realize how great a hug is when you're hugging someone who's the exact same size as you are. It was awesome.
Will you remember? From
She's like, hug? And I'm like, pfft. Yeah. She was at my table, and we were doing a radio row, and so each guest had like 3 or 4 minutes. And then they had to move on to the next, because there was 50 radio stations. She did 4 segments with me. She's like, I'm staying at this table here. I'm having a good time.
Yeah.
And I didn't even know who she was at the time. This was 30 years ago.
You had your shot, man.
I did. I could have been married to Sheryl Crow. I could have been married to Victoria.
What are you doing?
I don't know what the hell I'm doing.
Were you married? You were married at the time?
No, I wasn't married at the time.
Okay.
I had the mullet.
Well, then you're a dumbass.
Hippie mullet guy. No, I really am. I didn't know. I was too worried about interviewing Max Weinberg, who was coming up.
Who's Max
Weinberg? And Meatloaf and Lindsey Buckingham. And then Heidi Klum comes on. I'm like, Dr. Joyce Brothers was on the show, on that show. She's an interesting bird.
I don't know her.
I had a rub with psychologists long before you.
You had everybody.
Yeah.
Okay.
Alanis Morissette.
Wow, all these famous people on a very special day. Alanis Morissette's got to be in her 50s.
She's 49.
Okay.
Ronnie Wood, the Rolling Stones. Our good friend Ed and Fred.
Oh, my God. He's 85.
He's 76. Okay. And Dr. Josh Claypo turns 55 years old today.
Yes, I do.
Do you want to say anything about you?
No.
Here. Got you a little something in here.
Did you really?
Well, sure, I got you.
Look at you,
you don't have to open it now. You can open it later.
I will not open it, but look at you. I love a card. Yeah. You know I love a card.
I know. I know you're not really into books, but you'll like that one.
My son called me this morning at...
happy birthday.
5:30. Thank you.
I love you. And you did something this year that you've never done before.
I told you it was my birthday.
You told me it was your birthday. Now, I knew it was your birthday. It was in my phone.
I told you
because I think it was July 1st. And for some reason, because there's another birthday, a friend of mine, on July 1st. But we were doing a text with Jeremy from WBRC, and you stuck out, oh, what are we going to talk about? And then you throw out the fact, well, it's my birthday on Thursday. And I thought, oh, look at you. And I have known you for like 7 or 8 years, and you have never told anybody. And I like, look at you patting yourself in the back.
No, but
that.
You know why I did
it?
It
was great.
See, you think I did it to get my birthday in.
Oh, you did.
But I really did it because I was trying to sell... I was trying to sell the topic, which actually we didn't, they didn't take that one.
No, you weren't.
Yes, it's true.
No, it was about you getting your birthday. And that's good.
No,
I'm applauding your efforts.
Thank you.
Well, you know, it is my birthday. We could talk about, because I mean, talk about your birthday's not really, I mean, we couldn't get 6 minutes on.
No, I was talking about, you know, being grown.
It's okay.
Yeah, I guess that's true. Now that I think about it.
We were going to talk about your damn birthday.
Not my birthday, but like just
we were going to talk about a 55-year-old birthday.
Yes.
We will talk about hair in the ears in a minute, though. Happy birthday.
Thank you,
brother. I love you.
Love you too.
And I kind of went through, for some reason, right before I fall asleep, I get really creative and I start going through these diatribes in my mind. I was thinking of how am I going to approach this tomorrow on the show, because you know how much you mean to me. And then I thought, no, I'm going to cry and I'm not doing that. And I kept thinking, it's just his birthday. It's not like,
I'm not leaving.
Yeah, you're not leaving.
So when I'm
on my deathbed, I'll save those tears. But you know how much you mean to me, and
thank
I love you,
you
for it. And he's got me through a lot.
And
not because you're a psychologist, because you're my friend.
That's right.
And I appreciate you. Now I am going to start getting
involved.
Today is start of hurricane season. How about your birthday coinciding with the start of hurricane season?
It's also start of Pride Month.
It is, and it's amazing because on the site where I go and look at the crazy holidays and weird holidays, and mention nothing of LGBTQ, which I was kind of like, maybe it's just so big that people
it is.
Realize.
I mean, it's, you know what's really interesting about it? Just in general, you know, on our phones, if you subscribe to whatever, you click holidays.
Yeah.
It comes up as a standard.
Oh, I know. It shows it.
That's what I'm saying.
It's
so like it's not a quirky, wax candle month.
Today is Baby Boomers Recognition Day.
Oh.
Today is a National Heimlich Maneuver Day.
Love a good Heimlich.
You ever had someone do it on you?
No.
My mom did it when I was 16. Teenage. Saved my life.
Have you ever had to do it?
I have.
Have you really?
Yeah. My son, who just did it, did a video, Xavier, who turned 16 on Tuesday. He turned 16 on Tuesday.
Crap.
Was choking on a chip, and that was not like something he was going to die because it's a chip, you know. But I had to. So people are like, "Do the mom's like no," and I just reached down his throat and grabbed it. Today is National Go Barefoot Day.
Love that.
Today is National Nail Polish Day.
I don't use it.
Today is National Olive Day. You like olives?
Love olives.
Damn it, I don't like olives. And I wish I did. It's one of those things. So I don't know why I don't like olives. I love pickles. I love sour things. For some reason, I don't like olives.
You don't like any kind of olive?
No. When I used to drink martinis, never drank. My dad
used to love olives. There's a whole range of olives, right?
Olive oil.
Well, there's all the shishi olives. There's the hand-cured, and they got the... And then, it's so funny, it was the... what do you call it? Seinfeld episode.
Yeah.
Black olives. Black olives to me are
can't
like
black olives on a pizza. Can't
no, but black olives are like a whole. There's like olives, yeah. And then there's black olives. Black olives are very different.
It's the black sheep of the olive family.
Right, but they're the best.
Did you know the pimento is not part of the olive?
No, of course not. What do you think
it was? Well, a lot of people think that olives have that red thing in them.
Shove it in there.
I know, but
a
lot of people think
of pimento. What do you think when they make pimento cheese? They extract it. The olive
olives, you ask anybody out there, 60% of people go, they think the red part in the olive is actually part of the olive. That's not. Which makes you wonder what else you'd stick in an olive. Never eaten an olive.
Okay, so you never
I've had one on a pizza. I mean, I've accidentally eaten one.
Black olive. So
I don't like things that are slippery, slimy. It's the texture, like mushrooms. Mushrooms. I know people, if you like mushrooms, it's great. But when I get one... Like beans, like beans, they're mealy, so they break apart. And it's just like,
I hate mealy. I don't like mealy. Can't do mealy apple. No, but olives, they stuff with, besides pimento, which is not part of the olives, people stuff, olives are stuffed with all kinds of things.
Yeah.
They stuff them with garlic cloves.
Yeah.
They stuff them with, blue cheese, which, they stuff them with that. They olives, and then, And then there's a whole range of olives. You got the green olives.
Why can't someone have an olive store? Why don't we have, hey, Sam Rushing, good morning to you. Why don't we have an olive? That would be a good thing, just because there's like 1,000 different types of olives.
Have I ever been to an olive store? Not here. I think in California I've been. Yes, I have, because it was olives and olive oil store. Mm. But that's a California.
Today is Oscar the Grouch Day. It is World Reef Awareness Day.
Reef, not
reefer. Yeah. Although I think if it was on 420, we'd probably. And today is World Milk Day. Man, I love this.
I can't do milk. I can't do milk.
I had a glass of.
You're so. This is the difference. This is the Gentile and the Jew.
I love milk so much.
Oh, you're 50. You know when we talked about what's not cool when you get old? Like, I can't believe you still drink milk.
Oh, I had a big glass of milk right before I went to bed last night. And of course, again,
I'd be up all night.
Again, it's your birthday. I'm going to mention it many times. All right. I don't have really a Lila question of the week, but I do have something that a teacher friend of hers shared with me.
By the way, she just blew me away.
I know. She's something else.
Wait till you see when Adair comes home. Like, you'll be just like, I mean, we've seen pictures. I've seen pictures. I haven't seen her in a bit.
Yeah.
You got a team.
By the way, you got yourself a woman.
Yeah, what?
I take the team. I've seen her TikTok videos. I'm like, dude, stop sending them to me.
But you're.
I'm single. I'm 55 and I'm a creep.
Stop. But you're.
We keep it in the family.
Yeah, but you're going. That's where you're going.
We have the NBA Finals starting tonight. No one is giving the Miami Heat. Yeah, there's some place that won't take a bet on the series because Denver is favored by so much.
Yeah.
And I that's telling me something. It's weird because you think to yourself, the Miami Heat, the heart, and what they did against Boston and
the
road.
There's nothing left now.
You think there's nothing left?
I think Denver is, and I'm biased, Denver is what Laker fans want to think of the Lakers.
Denver in 5 or 4?
5. Because
most people are saying Vegas is saying it won't go 6. It's 5.5 is the over-under on the thing.
Heart only carries you so much.
Yeah. I reached out to my good friend Hot Wheels, The Ultimate Challenge. My good friend Rutledge Wood was on television the other night. I think it's on CBS or ABC. Used to do Top Gear. Great guy.
You know the guy from Top Gear?
Yeah.
Really?
Yeah. He used to come through here a lot. We went to a couple of NASCAR races. Anyway, he's going to do a podcast with me. I wanted to mention that.
Oh, he's famous.
He's pretty big time. And also, I wanted to get into a couple of things. First of all, our Fox 6 segment this morning. This is great. You came up with this. And we were kind of talking through it.
Desperate.
You were like, we could talk about my birthday. We could talk about my birthday because what's it like to get old and have hair in your ears and stuff like that. And I was like, okay, that's good.
I wanted to do team chemistry. I wanted to do that so bad, but nobody cares in this market.
And then we were talking about kids in summertime.
Yeah.
And this is a great segment because I'm going through it right now. As a parent, I want my kids. We'll talk about it. We got several segments coming up here. I want to talk about Lexus drivers, and then we'll get into this teacher story coming up in just a few seconds. All right, I'm going to take a short break. Who else we got here? Tamara Reach, I'm sorry. Tamara, good morning to you. Thanks for watching this morning here on Facebook Live. We're going to do 3 of these segments. Take a short break. We'll be back in 30 seconds. Dr. Josh, happy birthday.
Thank you, bud.
This has been a special presentation of Tony Curry Radio.